This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. New data from the State Administration of Foreign Exchange shows the deficit in China's foreign service trade continued to widen through August. The service trade deficit has come in at around 144 billion yuan, or about 23 billion U.S. dollars in August. It's about 36 billion more above the figures in July and 50 billion yuan more than in June. Deficit comes as spending in service trade increased sharply from July. Trade and services covers intangible products such as transportation, tourism, telecommunications, construction, advertising, computing, and accounting. China's State Council, the Cabinet, promising to accelerate the development of trade and services, including the gradual opening up of the finance, education, culture, and medical treatment sectors. A new tropical storm coming to life in the South China Sea, Tropical Storm Mujie, has come to life just west of the Philippines. It's currently listed as a tropical storm with winds of around 65 kilometers per hour. Tracking models have it moving northwest over the next 48 hours, picking up power as it moves towards southern China. The National Meteorological Center is suggesting the storm may take typhoon status by the time it makes landfall somewhere along the eastern coast of Hainan and southern Guangdong sometime on Sunday. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent over a note of congratulations to his Singaporean counterpart Lee Hsien Loong for his re-election as the country's prime minister. This follows Lee Hsien Loong swearing in as the country's prime minister once again on Thursday. In his message, Li Keqiang says China and Singapore are close and friendly neighbors. He notes pragmatic cooperation between the two sides has deepened and scored significant achievements since the two countries established diplomatic ties 25 years ago. He adds the Chinese government highly values the development of friendly cooperation with Singapore and says China is willing to continue its close cooperation with the country and further promote bilateral exchanges. Hundreds have gathered for a candlelight vigil in the small community of Roseburg, Oregon, to remember those killed after a gunman opened fire inside a local community college. 26-year-old Chris Mercer killed 9 people and left 7 others injured before police shot and killed him. The motivation for the deadly attack remains unclear at this point. However, survivors say the shooter demanded his victims state their religion before he started shooting. The attack has taken place during the first week of classes at Umpqua Community College in the small logging town of Roseburg, which lies a couple hours south of Portland. South Korea's defense ministry says it has not detected any signs North Korea has immediate plans to launch a long-range rocket. Comments follow reports in Japan which suggest freight trains, possibly loaded with a long-range rocket, have been spotted heading to North Korea's rocket launch base in the country's northwest. At the same time, North Korea's foreign minister has used a speech at the UN General Assembly to justify its space programs. North Korean authorities recently erecting a 67-meter-tall launch tower for long-range rockets at its launch site, which is much larger than the original 50-meter-tall tower. The U.S. military says at least 11 people have been killed in a C-130 military transport plane crash in the Afghan city of Jalalabad. 6 U.S. military soldiers are among the dead. The crash taking place at midnight local time on Friday. Details behind the crash remain unclear. However, the Taliban is claiming credit for taking it down. There are still some 10,000 U.S. troops stationed in Afghanistan, even though the United States has officially pulled out of the country. An unmanned Russian cargo ship has docked with the International Space Station, bringing the astronauts aboard some 2.3 tons of new supplies. The Progress M29M spacecraft, taking off from Russia's Space Launch Complex in Baikonur, Kazakhstan, it docked with the space station shortly before midnight on Thursday. Russian Mission Control and NASA both say the launch and docking were trouble-free. Progress launch in April ended in failure, and a U.S. supply mission also failed in June when the SpaceX 9's Falcon rocket broke apart shortly after takeoff. Goods aboard the cargo ship include grapefruits, oranges, and mustard, as well as additional fuel. Negotiations now officially underway between Indonesian and Chinese consortiums connect to the construction of a new rail project in Indonesia. The project itself, which is expected to be finished in the next 3 years, is going to cost some $5.5 billion to build. However, the Indonesian government says it will not be financing the project. Indonesian authorities backed away last month from the original plans to create a high-speed link between Jakarta and the city of Bandung, instead opting for a slower-speed line. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.